This is the Sakar Merli of the 12th of September 2024. Essence, sweet children, Brahmins are the top knot and Shudras are the feet. When you become Brahmins from Shudras, you can then become deities. Question. What pure feelings do you have? Feelings that people oppose? Answer. Your pure feelings are that this old world should end and a new world be established. For this you say that the destruction of this old world is about to take place. However, people even oppose this. Question. What is the main law of this court of Indra? Answer. No impure Shudra can be brought into this gathering of the court of Indra. If anyone brings someone impure here, that one also accumulates sin. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. You spiritual children know that you are once again establishing your deity kingdom for yourselves, because you are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. Only you know this. However, Maya still makes you forget this. You wish to become deities, and so Maya makes you into Shudras from Brahmins. Because of not remembering Shiv Baba, Brahmins become Shudras. You children know that you are establishing your own kingdom. When your kingdom is established, this old world will not remain. Everyone is sent to the land of peace from this world. These are your pure feelings. However, when you say that this old world is about to be destroyed, people definitely oppose you. They say, what are these Brahma Kumaris saying? They continually speak of destruction. You know that only in this destruction will there be benefit for Bharat in particular and the world in general. People of the world do not know this. When destruction takes place, everyone will go to the land of liberation. You now belong to the godly community. Previously, you belonged to the devilish community. God himself says to you, constantly remember me alone. The Father knows that no one can remain in constant remembrance. If anyone were to be in constant remembrance, his sins would be absolved and he would then reach his Karmateet stage. At present, all are effort makers. Only those who become Brahmins will become deities. From being Brahmins, they will become deities. The Father has explained that Brahmins are the top knot. When children do a somersault, first is the head, the top knot. Brahmins always have a top knot. You are Brahmins. Previously you were Shudras, that is, you were the feet. You have now become Brahmins, the top knot, and you will then become deities. The face is said to represent the deities. The arms are the warriors. The stomach, the merchants, and the feet are the Shudras. Shudras mean those with Shudra intellects, degraded intellects. Those who don't know the Father are said to have degraded intellects. In fact, they continue to defame the Father even more. This is why the Father says, whenever there is defamation in Bharat, I come. The Father only speaks to those who are the people of Bharat. wherever there is extreme irreligiousness, the Father only comes in Bharat. He doesn't come anywhere else. Bharat alone is the imperishable land. The Father is also imperishable. He never enters the cycle of birth and death. The Father sits here and gives this knowledge to only you imperishable souls. This body is perishable. You have now shed the consciousness of bodies and have begun to consider yourselves to be souls. The Father has explained during the festival of Holi, when they cook a koki, a sweet chapati with a thread through it, the koki gets burnt, but the thread doesn't. The soul can never be destroyed. That example is based on this. Human beings do not know that souls are imperishable. They say that souls are immune to any effect of action. The Father says, no, it is souls that perform good and bad acts through their bodies. Souls shed their bodies and take others and suffer for their actions. So souls carry those karmic accounts. This is why people in the devilish world experience a lot of sorrow. Their lifespans are short. But people also consider all of that sorrow to be happiness. You children tell them so much to become viceless, but nevertheless they say that they cannot stay without poison. This is because they are the Shudra community. They have Shudra intellects. You have become Brahmins, the top knot. The top knot is the highest of all. It is even higher than the deities. At this time you are even higher than the deities because you are with the Father. The Father is teaching you at this time. The Father has become your obedient servant. A father is the obedient servant of his children. He creates children and takes care of them and educates them. Then, when the children have grown up and he has become old, he gives all his property to his children. He adopts a guru and moves aside. He goes into the stage of retirement. He adopts a guru in order to go to the land of liberation. However, he cannot go to the land of liberation. Parents take care of their children. For instance, if a mother falls ill, the father then has to clean the child. Therefore, the parents are the servants of the children. They give all their property to their children. The unlimited father says, when I come, I do not go to little children. All of you are grown up. I sit here and give you teachings. When you become Shiv Baba's children, you are called BKs. Prior to that, you were Shudra Kumars and Kumaris. You were in the brothel. At present, you are not residents of the brothel. No vicious beings can stay here. They don't have a right. You are BKs. This place is for BKs to stay in. Some children are very foolish, and they don't understand that those who are impure and indulge in vice are called Shudras, and that they don't have a right to stay here. They cannot come here. There is the story of the court of Indra. This is the court of Indra, where there is the reign of knowledge. If any BK secretly brings an impure person to sit in this gathering, then both of them are cursed. May you turn to stone. This is the true court of Indra. This is not a spiritual gathering of Shudra Kumars and Kumaris. Deities are pure, whereas Shudras are impure. The Father comes and makes impure ones into pure deities. You are now becoming pure from impure. So this is the court of Indra. If someone brings a vicious person without permission, he receives a lot of punishment and becomes one with the stone intellect. You are becoming those with divine intellects here. So those who bring such people are also cursed. Why did you secretly bring a vicious person here? You didn't even ask Indra, the Father. Therefore, so much punishment is received. These are incognito matters. You are now becoming deities. The laws are very strict. Their stage falls and they completely turn to stone. They have stone intellects and they don't even make effort to become those with divine intellects. These matters are incognito, and only you children can understand them. BK, stay here, and it is the Father who makes them into deities. That is, he makes those with stone intellects into those with divine intellects. The Father explains to you, sweetest children, no one should break any laws. Otherwise they will be caught by the five vices: lust, anger, greed, attachment and ego. They are the five big evil spirits of each half cycle. You have come here to chase away the evil spirits. Souls that were pure and clean have become impure, unclean, unhappy and diseased. There is a lot of sorrow in this world. The Father comes and reigns the reign of this knowledge. He only does that through you children. He is creating heaven for you. You alone become deities with the power of yoga. The Father doesn't become that himself. The Father is the servant. A teacher is also a servant of his students. He serves them by educating them. The teacher says, "I am your most obedient servant." Other teachers make them into barristers, engineers, etc. So they are their servants. In the same way, gurus too show the path. They become servants and do the service of taking souls to the land of liberation. However, none of those gurus can take anyone there, because they themselves are impure. Only the one Satguru is ever pure. All the gurus are themselves also impure. This whole world is impure. The Golden Age is called a pure world, and the Iron Age is called an impure world. Only the Golden Age is said to be full heaven. It is 2 degrees less in the Silver Age. You children understand these things and imbibe them. People of the world do not know anything. It isn't that the whole world will go to heaven. The people of Bharat who were there in the previous cycle will come once again and become deities in the Golden and Silver Ages. Then in the Copper Age, they will begin to call themselves Hindus. In fact, even until now, the souls who come down from up above into the Hindu religion also call themselves Hindus. However, neither do they become deities nor do they go to heaven. They will come down at their own times after the Copper Age begins and will call themselves Hindus. Only you who have parts from the beginning to the end become deities. This is a very big tactic in the drama. This doesn't sit in the intellects of many, and so they are unable to claim a high status. This is the story of the true Narayan. Those people tell false stories. No one becomes Lakshmi or Narayan through them. You become those in a practical way here. In the Iron Age, there is nothing but falsehood. It is said Maya is false, the body is false, The kingdom of Ravan is falsehood. The Father is creating the land of truth. Only you Brahmin children know this. However, you also know it number-wise, according to the efforts you make, because this is a study. Those who study very little will fail. This study only takes place once. Later, it will be difficult to study. Those who studied in the beginning and then departed after shedding their bodies took those sanskars with them, so they must have come here again and would be studying. However, their names and forms have changed. It is souls that receive whole parts of 84 births that they play through their various names, forms, time periods and places. Such tiny souls receive such big bodies. There is a soul in every being. Such a tiny soul also exists in a tiny mosquito too. All of these things are very subtle and have to be understood. Only the children who understand these things well will become beads of the rosary. The rest will claim a status worth a few pennies. Your flower garden is now being created. Previously, you were thorns. The Father says the thorn of the vice of lust is very bad. It causes sorrow from its beginning through the middle to the end. The main reason for sorrow is lust. Only by conquering lust will you become the conquerors of the world, and it is this that many people find difficult. It is with great difficulty that they become pure. Those who became pure in the previous cycle will become pure again. It is understood who makes effort and who will become the highest on high deities. You change from an ordinary man into Narayan and from an ordinary woman into Lakshmi. In the new world, both husband and wife are pure. They are now impure. When they were pure, they were Satopratan. They have now become Tamopratan. Both have to make effort here. Sannyasis cannot give this knowledge. That religion of the path of isolation is totally separate. God teaches both men and women here. He says to both, now change from Shudras into Brahmins, and then become Lakshmi and Narayan. Not everyone will become that. There is also the dynasty of Lakshmi and Narayan. No one knows how they claimed their kingdom. It was their kingdom in the Golden Age. People understand this, but it has been said that the Golden Age is hundreds of thousands of years, and so that is ignorance. The Father says this is a forest of thorns, whereas that is a garden of flowers. Before coming here, you were devils, and from devils you are now becoming deities. Who is making you into those? The Unlimited Father. when it was the kingdom of deities, there was no one else there. Only you understand this. Those who don't understand are said to be impure. This is a gathering of the Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. If people do anything devilish, they curse themselves, and they become those with stone intellects. They are not those with golden intellects, not those who become Narayan from an ordinary human. They receive proof of this. They will then go and become third-grade maids and servants. Even now kings have maids and servants. It is remembered that some people's wealth remained buried in the ground. There will be incendiary bombs and poison gas bombs too. Death definitely has to come. They are preparing such things that there will be no need for human beings or weapons. From where they sit, they will be able to release the bombs, which will spread poison in such a way that it will soon finish everyone off. So many millions of people will die. This is not a small thing. In the Golden Age, there are very few people. All of the rest will have gone to the land of peace, which is the residence of us souls. Heaven is in the Golden Age, and hell is in this Iron Age. This cycle continues to turn. By your becoming impure, this becomes a land of sorrow. The Father then sends you to a land of happiness. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is now granting salvation to everyone, and so there should be happiness. People are afraid, but they don't understand that by dying they will receive liberation and then salvation. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and we spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. In order to go to the flower garden, remove the thorns of lust and anger that are inside you. Do not perform any such actions that would cause you to be cursed. 2. In order to become the masters of the land of truth, listen to and tell others the true story of the true Narayan. Move away from this land of falsehood. Blessing. May you be a soul who experiments. By experimenting with the powers of this knowledge and yoga on the basis of light. Just as many practical experiments of science are shown by the light of nature, in the same way, you can experiment with the imperishable light of God, the light of soul consciousness, and the light of your practical stage with the powers of this knowledge and yoga. If your stage and form are double light, you will then very easily be successful in your experiments. When each of you begins to experiment on yourself, a powerful gathering of souls who experiment will be created. Slogan. Those who finish all trace and progeny of obstacles are destroyers of obstacles. Om Shanti.